Welcome back to Tiger Talk. We're going to continue on. We've got Coach Hedick with us right now from the Mobridge Pollock girls team. And Coach, it seems like every time we talk right now, we talk about big games. And this is another one coming up tomorrow night against McLaughlin Conference Regional. And they've got a pretty good record coming in. And you're playing a retro game at the old building across the street. Tell me a little bit about the team feeling coming in right now.
Yeah, it's we feel good. Like you said, it's another conference. It's another region opponent. They've been playing pretty good. They've got some players that have really stepped up this year and have been scoring some points, and they've got a great record. So it's going to be a big game for us. We're excited to play. Due to some scheduling conflicts from last year with wrestling, we ended up down at the arena. So I know there's a lot of people in town that are excited to see a game down there. You know, everybody has fond memories of Shear Howe, so it's exciting.
When you played for Edmond Central, did you ever play at Shear Howe?
I don't believe I did.
You didn't? So they were playing the regions on your guys' side over in the Barnett Center?
Yep, that's correct.
So we talk a lot about matchups, and this is kind of a matchup that is an emotional one because of the rivalry. Because, you know, it's 30 miles away, and it's been a rivalry. This is an old game. This game's been going on for a long time. So more than that, you don't want that to be a distraction going in, but you also want it to be a motivator too.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to get fired up to play them. McLaughlin and Mobridge is one of the oldest rivalries I think probably you can find in the state. You know, it seems like year in and year out, there's a lot of good games. They've been down a little bit the past couple of years, but like I said, they're playing better this year, and everybody gets excited for that game because of the history between the two towns. So hopefully we have a great crowd, and I really don't think that should be a distraction. I think hopefully it's more of just a pep up for the girls, and they're up and ready to go tomorrow.
This time of the season, we usually start talking about health issues, sickness. We've had a cold snap come through. Health-wise, how are you guys right now?
Honestly, I think we're in pretty good shape. We actually had a little more sicknesses back in the December part of the season, and from what I know, you know, I don't hear of as many sniffles and coughs and stuff in practice, so I think the girls are in pretty good shape.
How important is it for those girls to be honest with you if they've got a nagging injury? And sometimes it's just, you know, a bruise or something like that, but sometimes it can be more serious, and it's something that needs to be treated. How important is it for them to kind of tuck away that their you know, want to be on the floor to get that injury taken care of before we get into the serious part of the postseason?
Yeah, that's crucial that we be open about things like that. I know, obviously, all the girls, they want to be in the game, and they want to be competing, and they want to be playing. But the worst thing that can happen this time of the year is that we have a small injury that turns into something big. So the important part, and the most important part overall in anything, is the health of the girls. So they got to make sure that they're letting me know, and we're communicating, openly communicating on all that stuff, and so we can get those things taken care of.
And this time of the year, as a coach, you got to kind of be, you know, excited about the second half of the season, but also kind of worn down a little bit. You get into some of these trips, and you've taken some long ones. I mean, you've gone all the way out to Pine Ridge and then to Sioux Falls, and you've still got a couple of more big trips coming up. How's your mental state and that of Coach Chemnitz as well?
Yeah, I think we're doing all right. You know, it grinds on a guy, but that's why we do it. You know, you just kind of got to find your way through it. It gets to be some pretty long days and some long trips, but we know that coming into it, and ultimately we're doing it for the betterment of the girls and the betterment of the program, you got to be a little bit crazy probably to be a coach nowadays, but we love it. So we get excited each day about competing and about practicing and getting out there on the gym floor. So we're in pretty good position as well.
I've heard a lot of comments around town, and you kind of mentioned a little bit about the scheduling, having the wrestlers up at the school and you guys having to take over Shear Howe. There's been some bad blood about, you know, why would we schedule something like that? It's not fair to one program over another. The thing is sometimes when you're doing a schedule, you really don't have a lot of control. You have this date, this date, this date, and sometimes you are down to one date. Have you heard anything, any kind of pushback about this whole having the wrestlers at the high school and you guys at Sherrow?
You know, there may be something around town, but I don't pay a lot of attention to that. It is what it is. I try not to get too worked up about anything like that. The wrestlers deserve to have their home meets, and I think it was just an honest mistake that got left on the schedule last year that they were both on the same day. So we came up with a solution, and that's fine. Like I said, it is what it is, and we're just going to show up down there at Sherrow and hopefully take care of business.
The floor at Sherrow, I've heard a lot of things about the shortness, you know, between the baseline and the wall. There's not a lot of room there. The bench is on the other side, and there's not a lot of room on the bench. Does that serve as a distraction, or is it, you know, we're just going to go play like we're playing on any floor?
Yeah, we're just going to play, you know. It's a little bit different than the gym we usually play with at home, but you got to remember at least half the games every year are on a different floor, and sometimes you have short benches and sometimes you have short walls and all those things that you mentioned. It's just every gym's going to be a little bit different, and it's not as much about the gym as it is about just us showing up ready to play. And ideally, and since we're in Mobridge, we're still going to have hopefully a good solid hometown crowd, and that's the most important thing about having a home game. So we're not too worried about that. We're just going to step on the floor, whatever floor it is, and we're going to play to our best.
Have you had a chance to do some working out up at Sherrow, or have you? I know last summer that there was a league going on, and that, you know, you were utilizing all the gyms. So the girls are pretty familiar with the floor, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and we've had a couple practices this week on it to get. We were able to get in there a couple times this week to get ready and get used to it. A little bit darker in there, a little bit more shadowy and things like that. So it's good to be able to get in there and shoot a little bit before the game comes.
You know, one thing that is a big concern when you use that space for so many other things, and last weekend it was a big ice fishing tournament, and there was, you know, 1,000 people out on the floor, and it was just packed in there. What are the conditions of the floor?
It's looked pretty good. They did a good job of cleaning it up. You know, they have the tarps on there when all those people are on there, so that protects it a little bit. And then I think they scrubbed it right before our practice on Tuesday, so it was in pretty good shape. You know, it's pretty good and grippy, and it's not too bad.
Does that worry you? And is that something in the back of your mind that, you know, you get into a floor like that and sometimes it causes knee issues, it causes ankle issues. Are you concerned with that at all, or is that just, you know, every day?
No, I don't think so. I don't know that it's any worse than any other floor that we're going to be on. We have to make sure that we're doing things right and taking care of ourselves, and I don't think the floor is going to have too much of – it's still a good wood floor, so it's not like it's on cement or tile like you see, which causes a lot of issues. So, no, I'm not too concerned about that.
All right, we've talked about tomorrow night enough. Let's talk about the road going up against Potter County. That's coming up real quick. And then there's a trip to Chamberlain. Chamberlain's another conference and regional. Are they conference?
They're conference, but they're not in our region
anymore. They're not in the region anymore. So you've got some tests coming up. You've got some teams that are hungry, and you've also got some teams that you need to compete against in order to get that higher seed. What things do you change in the middle of the season compared to, you know, what you've been doing so far?
You know, just game by game, you know, half our games are left. I looked at the calendar yesterday and one calendar month to the end of the regular season, so it's going to come fast now, as it always does. So we've got the things in that we're going to do. You know, we're going to play our game with the way we play our game, and we can make our small adjustments here and there for each team as they come along, but not a lot of big changes. You know, we have our different options and the things that we have in our pocket, so to say, and we're going to continue to try to capitalize on playing our game to the best of our ability, no matter who we face. Again, there may be some small adjustments here and there depending on who we play and their style of play, but ultimately I'm still a firm believer in playing our game to the best of our abilities.
You guys start the season out and you just boom, 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 boom. It seems like every other night you were playing. Then you have the Christmas break, and then you play another game, and then you have another break. How important is it to, when you have these breaks, to keep the girls focused, to minimize any screwing around, I guess you could say, and think basketball?
You know, it's a little bit of a balancing act. They need to keep their mind focused, and they need to stay active when we have, you know, like we had a cold weather day on Monday. I encourage them to stay active, even though we can't be in the gym for a practice, you know, find a way, get on a treadmill or something to stay active so you're not having so many days in a row where you're just idle and your body can get, it can lose shape pretty fast. But also kids need to be kids. You know, they need to have a little freedom mentally as well to get, if it's just basketball, 24 hours a day, that can get to be a wear on them as well. So kind of have to have that balance of letting them be them and have their time, but also to be focused. That we are still in the middle of a season and we need to be focused on what's coming ahead.
You know, one thing that I admire about you girls is when their game is done, and, you know, I don't know if it's a thing that should be addressed maybe in the future, but the girls always play first. And then they go to the locker room, they get changed, they come back up, and they fill that student section up, and they are loud and proud, and usually it's a theme night. I saw a lot of Hawaiian shirts. You know, I don't know why, but I saw a lot of Hawaiian shirts last week. I saw jammies. They were wearing their pajamas down in Gettysburg. They kind of get done with their game, and then it's back to being a fan and rooting on the boys.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm super proud of them about is just the overall team spirit. You know, for our school to be successful, for all of our athletic programs, be it wrestling, basketball, softball, you know, anything that we're doing, we need to have support for each other top to bottom. So I'm super proud of the girls, the way they get out after our game and are in the stands and are really leading the way. I don't know where some of those themes come from. I think the kids come up with those, and they tend to get very creative, so they have a lot of fun. And again, I'm incredibly proud of the girls, the way they kind of lead that rush and get things going. Our crowd and our fans have been phenomenal during those boys' games and loud and supportive, and that's really great. It's awesome to see that school-wide spirit across the programs.
On the other side of that, the boys show up early. They root you guys on. How important is it to have a good crowd when your team's out there performing?
Yeah, it's huge. The girls feed off that. You know, any team feeds off that when they're on the floor, when you get that energy coming from the stands and that support, it really gets your blood flowing and gets you going. So we need that and more of it. But being the earlier game as it is, that's just the way it goes, and that's fine. But sometimes we don't have as many fans there quite yet, whether it be they're coming from work or whatever the situation may be. Sometimes some of our games are a little bit earlier, but having those fans and that fan support in the stands is awesome, and we encourage it. And if you're able to get down to Sherhow tomorrow night and to our home gym, all those other games, that's huge for the girls, and they definitely do feel it, and they definitely do appreciate it.
It's retro night tomorrow night, and as young as you are, retro to you is like 90s, maybe. For me, I can go back to the 70s. Now, that's retro for me. Are you going to do anything theme-wise? You coaches going to maybe pull out something from the closet? I know that Coach Schleckaway used to wear the checkerboard pattern pants to games. Maybe something like that?
You know, I don't think I have time to get anything shipped on Amazon, so I'm probably going to be wearing the same thing I usually wear. But, you know, it being in Sherhow, I'm sure that had a play on the decision on it being retro night, but that's exciting as well. It'll be exciting to see what our Tiger fans and students dig out of the closets and what they find to wear. And my retro is not quite as old as some retros, despite what my hairline and maybe my stress lines look like at times. I graduated in 07, so even the 90s is maybe a little bit before me. But
Oh, Lord, am I old.
Yeah, the retro is exciting. I know the girls came to me last week and asked if we have any old throwback warm-up tops anywhere in the closet, and there's none that I know of. So I don't know if they dug around in their parents' closets and came up with anything for that or what, but I guess we'll see when the time comes.
Well, I think you need to do something retro. Hey, that's Coach Stefan Hedick, and we wish you the best of luck going down the road. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks and get the state of basketball on the girls' side in maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you, Andy.
This is Tiger Talk right here, brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge.